Snapshot Ongsa's election forecast fueled Daprift. Azzy's set for release. KINI Snapshot, what's going on in the news today, with updates at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. 2 p.m. Politics. Former Bangi MP Ong Kyan Ming said DAP's unhappiness over. KINI Snapshot, what's going on in the news today, with updates at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. 2 p.m. Politics. Former Bangi MP Ong Kyan Ming said DAP's unhappiness over his election predictions, coupled with the party's failure to engage with him over them, contributed to his decision to quit. Speaking on the latest episode of the Keluar Sekejap podcast, he said tensions began after he predicted that Pakat and Harapan would suffer a major defeat in the Johor state election, Free Malaysia Today reported. He said the prediction was not intended to undermine Harapan or DAP, but party leaders nevertheless questioned why he made it. Ong later made a similar prediction about the Negeri Sembilan election, including that DAP Secretary General Anthony Lok could lose the Chenah state seat, which eventually happened. Ong said his marginalization in DAP had been developing for several years, with his defeat in the party's 2022 Central Executive Committee election signaling that professionals such as himself and former DAP leader Tony Pua had outstayed our welcome. Read more. Ong, Harapan fallen and Sembilan may seal Madani Gough's fate, lead to early GE. Tabung Haji. Former Tabung Haji chairperson Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim is expected to be released this afternoon after police failed to secure an extension of his remand, said his lawyer Amer Hamza Arshad. Bernama reported Amer as saying that the police application to extend Aziz's remand by another 3 days to assist investigations under Section 420 of the Penal Code was rejected. The former bailing MP is expected to be released before 5 p.m. today, when his existing 2-day remand expires. The lawyer said investigations could continue without Aziz being remanded, adding that his client was prepared to give further statements at Bukit Aman if required. He said Aziz had previously given statements more than 10 times and would continue to fully cooperate with the authorities. Read more. Aziz charged with abuse of power over Tabung Haji's Putrajaya Perdana deal. Environment. The Consumers Association of Penang has urged MACC to investigate those responsible for dumping construction debris in Ponchan, Johor, allegedly originating from Singapore. In a statement today, its president Mohideen Abdul Kader said the dumping had reportedly been taking place since early 2025, with up to 50 lorries entering the site on some days. He expressed concern that the waste could expose residents to hazards, including asbestos. He questioned how the waste could have crossed the Singapore-Malaysia border, despite laws and regulations governing the export, transportation, and disposal of waste in both countries. Mohideen noted that while Singapore's National Environment Agency said it does not allow construction and demolition waste to be exported for disposal, Malaysia's SW Corp had reportedly identified 9 Malaysian companies linked to the illegal dumping. Previously at 9, MSG Kim Kim pollution victims win civil suit. Just cause you lost in the CWC, you have a grudge against your former party, but not Tony Pooley's. OKM, are you that sure you want to campaign for KJ of UMNO just because you are not happy in DAP? If you were to jump to Bersama, many NM will say good move. Are you not ungrateful to DAP and PH when you have benefited in the party? Are you sure you want to delete this comment? This action cannot be undone.